Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you, our members. Without you guys, the site does not continue. Real quick, for some of you guys who want to send me any messages, sometimes voicemail does not relay your email address correctly. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com, and I can help you out with your questions. One of the questions that I've noticed lately is, how do we send you money? What's your address? I'm not a big fan of sending money, checks, and things like that through the mail. That's just, it doesn't work well for me. Not so much that I care that you guys have my address, but that it's not secure. I mean, they're fairly good with it, but it's not secure. So what I want you guys to do is, something to think about is, PayPal actually has a thing called Green Dot, or Money Back Cards. Money Back. I think they're called Money Back. But you'll see that it's with PayPal. And what it is you can buy at your local 7-Eleven a card that for whatever amount that there is, and you'll be able to send me that code in email, and I can go ahead and validate that code and get the money that you guys loaded onto that card. It's a good way to send me just that, those numbers, and then I'm good to go. So something to think about. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. I can walk you through some more steps, and I'll validate it and make sure you guys get recognized for a membership. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, March 31st, 1955, and the title is Poncho's Escape. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barbaro.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our story, Poncho Escapes. Many and varied were the schemes devised by the bad men of the Old West to profit dishonestly, ranging from the deadly to the ridiculous. Slightly on the ridiculous side, yet with overtones of violence and murder, was the scheme cooked up by Hod Wallace and Ben Betts, small-time bad men of the little frontier town of Graysville. As our story opens, Wallace and Betts are walking towards the home of wealthy, kindly Charlie Grace, the town's leading citizen.
You sure Cisco and Poncho are riding into town today, Ben?
I was over in the Cottonwood Cafe last night and heard him say so. Don't know what more proof you want.
All right, then. They'll go ahead with the scheme.
You better tell me the details again, Wallace, so I'll be sure I got them.
This morning I was working in Charlie's stable. I heard him talking with that cook of his in the kitchen.
Big Maria, huh?
Yeah. Seems like Big Maria's kind of gone on this partner Cisco's Poncho. She said as much to Charlie. Next thing I knew, I heard Charlie tell her that the day she married this Poncho, he'd give her $2,000 in gold.
Hey.
Along with a lot of mighty valuable old silver his wife owned before she died. Charlie said the silver wasn't no good to him now.
Be nice if we got hold of that gold and that silver.
We're going to get a hold of it, Beth. Now, careful what you say. She's in the kitchen.
Howdy, Maria.
Buenos dias, Senor Wallace.
I guess you know Ben Betts, don't you?
Si, I know him. And what brings you to my kitchen, huh?
Well, me and Ben's kind of acting as go-betweens, Maria.
As what, Senor?
Cisco and Poncho are coming to town today.
Poncho's coming here? My Poncho?
Yeah. And he asked us to tell you he'd kind of like to marry you.
Poncho would like to marry me, Maria?
That's what he said, didn't he, Betts?
Yep. Oh, Pancho mio, Pancho querido. But on second thought, senor, I don't understand.
You don't understand what?
Why Pancho not ask Maria himself, huh?
Oh, well, you know how it is, you bashful-like. Fact is, when he sees you,
He'll act like he didn't know nothing about it. So don't pay no attention to that.
If I was you, Maria, I'd go right ahead with the wedding arrangement. Sure.
Yes, senores. Pancho is bashful. And who is Maria to question the way her Pancho asked her to marry him, huh? But of course I will make the arrangement at once. I will tell everybody. I will have many flowers. Ah, the song in the heart of Maria. Pancho querido.
You fell for it like a ton of brick, Wallace.
Yeah, like a ton is right. And now we got to figure on getting that gold and silver.
It's a beautiful day, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Sky is blue, the sun is shining, the breeze is cool.
And we're not after the bandidos.
True, we are not after bandidos, amigo. We will stop at the cafe in Graceville, eat a meal, and then ride on.
We make our camp further down the river, no?
Si, si. Perhaps we will do a little fishing.
It's a beautiful day, Cisco. It's a peaceful day.
Si.
Pancho not got the worries.
Well, look, is the sheriff riding this way? Hold up, hold.
Oh, look, oh, now, you sheriff, oh, now, oh.
What is this, Señor Sheriff?
What is this, Señor Sheriff?
Oh, holy, oh. Well, mighty glad to see you, boys. Heard you was riding to town. Funny there, Cisco.
Gracias, Sheriff. It's nice to see you again.
Cheek, Pancho, and my congratulations to you.
It is same to you, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah, you sure are getting a fine girl.
You're getting a fine girl. What? Who, me?
Yeah, she's the best doggone cook this side of the Panamints.
You say Pancho get a fine senorita, Sheriff?
You don't look so innocent, Pancho. Everybody in town knows about it, and there's going to be a wheel of a big celebration.
But tell your Sheriff, Pancho...
Oh, I got some business up north. Got to hustle in order to get back. Wouldn't miss it for anything. See you boys later. Get out
of there. You say a fine senorita and a doggone cook. What do you mean, Chico?
I have no idea what he meant, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Let us ride into the town and see what is going on. Yeah. Diablo, come on.
Go, see what's going on. Look, Cisco, big crowd in the street ahead.
Gee, now what does that mean?
Here they come now.
Santo, here come the crowd. Hold up,
Hey,
it's him. It's the bridegroom.
The bridegroom?
They throw the flowers.
Yeah. Glad to be here, my Charlie.
And welcome to Graceville.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias, senor. But what all this?
I think you know, Pancho. I'm Charlie Grace. Big Maria's most likely told you that she's my cook.
Big Maria?
Oh, I am beginning to have my suspicions, Pancho.
Big Maria here in Graceville, senor?
As if you didn't know, Pancho. Well, it's going to be a great wedding. I presume you'll have Cisco here as your best man.
Wedding? Cisco your best man? But, senor, I...
Oh, Maria's got everything all ready. You'll make a good husband, Pancho.
Good husband? But, senor, Pancho...
Quieto, Pancho.
Pancho's not going to marry...
Quieto, I say. Pancho appreciates your good wishes, Señor Grace, and he is overwhelmed by this reception. Excuse us, please, while I have a word with him, eh?
Sure, go right ahead.
Pancho, I do not know how all this came about, but these people think you are going to marry Big Maria.
Pancho, not marry nobody, Cisco. Pancho, tell these people.
Will you listen?
See, Pancho, listen, but Pancho...
You cannot deny it publicly without hurting Big Maria. So for now, just say nothing at all, and we will find out what the story is.
Loco, Pancho...
No. That will not do either. Now, brace up and smile. Come on.
Here, brace up and smile.
You have something else to say, Señor Grace?
Well, only this, Cisco. I'd ask you both to stay at my house, but wouldn't be quite right for Pancho to see his bride before the wedding. So I reserved a room for you at the hotel.
Gracias, Señor. You are very thoughtful. Pancho and I will go to the hotel at once. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Logo. Go, Logo.
Hey, Biff. You there in the shack?
Yeah, I'm here. Getting our stuff together, Wallace, so we can get out of town in a hurry after we get that gold. Cisco and the Patron out of town yet?
Yeah, I was there when they rode in.
old blasted town met him.
Yeah, how'd they take the news?
Better than I expected they would. That one looked mighty surprised. I think Cisco talked to him and he calmed down.
Yeah, what about that gold?
I heard Charlie Grace say he's going to bring it over from the bank this afternoon.
Oh.
We can get into the house while everybody's at the wedding. By nightfall, Bess, you and me will have a nice chunk of money.
Not do no good to talk to Pancho Cisco. Pancho's scared.
I can understand that, Pancho, but stop facing this floor and sit down.
Pancho not can sit still, Cisco. Pancho not want to stay in his hotel room. Hey, it was such a nice day, Cisco, and now it's not a nice day.
Compose yourself, Pancho. Compose yourself. You are not married to Big Maria yet.
Cisco, we sneak out, get the horses in the right fast, no?
Pancho, I tell you, we cannot do that. No. We must spare the feelings of Big Maria.
What we do,
here in this room.
But, Cisco...
And I will go over to the home of Senor Grace and talk with Big Maria.
What would that do?
At least I can find out whether she planned this all herself or whether it was somebody else's idea. I do not think she planned it by herself.
Can't you not know?
I am sure she would not do that.
What they say? All fair in love and catch Pancho?
All is fair in love and war, amigo. Oh. Now you stay right here. I'll be back just as soon as I can.
Hola, Cisco.
What is this, señorita? It's good to see you again.
Oh, Cisco, I am happy with a great joy. I hope my Pancho is happy, too. You may tell me, Pancho, that I received his message and that I accept with pleasure his offer of marriage.
You say you got a message, señorita?
Oh, si.
I do not know the ones who brought this message, so
you
I...
You don't know them, Cisco? How can that be when you are so close to me, querido, huh?
Well, I should have said I do not know them as well as Pancho does, perhaps.
Oh.
Their names have escaped me for the moment.
Well, the names are Hod Wallace and Bembet. Hod Wallace, he worked for Senor Grace.
Oh, si, of course. And where do they live, señorita? I must carry Pancho's thanks to them.
Oh, they live in a shack to the east of the town. You cannot miss it. He's in a small grove of trees about 1 mile out of the town.
Gracias, señorita. I will go there at once.
Hey, what's the big wreck, Wallace?
Yeah. Cisco Kid's on his way out here, Beth.
How do you know?
At least I suppose he is. Saw him stop at Charlie's house. He went into the kitchen.
Talked with Maria, huh?
Yeah. Then he come out, got on his horse, and headed out this way. She must have told him about us bringing that proposal from the fat one. Gotta get this horse out of sight.
Yeah, I'll go with you. Hey, what if Cisco comes to this shack, Wallace?
The only thing to do is a gun whip him down when he comes in.
Then what?
Then we'll take him out where the river runs deep and throw him in. Make it look like he fell in and got drowned.
I ain't anxious for murder.
Neither am I. We're in this thing too far now to get out of it unless we leave town. And I ain't gonna do that without that gold.
All right, I'm with you. We make out there's nobody in the shack. If Cisco walks right in, we'll get him. And if he walks away without coming in, we'll go after him as soon as he's back turned. And then we let him drown.
See, Diablo? That was a very low-down trick to play on Big Maria, and I'm going to find those hombres. See, Diablo? Ho. Well, this looks like the shack the señorita told me about. Seems to be no one home, but we will have a look. Is anyone here? No one answers. Well, I will have a look around the place.
Come on, Bert.
Someone was here after all, eh?
All right, get him, Bert. Get him behind, yeah. Stop, give it to him again.
Yeah. Oh. I sure had to slug him with the butt of this gun, Wallace.
Good work. So this is a famous Cisco Kid. In another half hour, you'll be a dead man.
And it looks as if this time Cisco cannot escape. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Pancho Escapes. As Cisco and Pancho rode into the little town of Graceville, they were met by a cheering, festive crowd and the news that Pancho was to marry Big Maria that afternoon. Dumbfounded and scared to death, Pancho took refuge in the hotel while Cisco went out to get the facts. Learning from Big Maria that Pancho's proposal had been brought by two men named Hod Wallace and Ben Betts, Cisco rode to their shack on the outskirts of town to demand an explanation. But the two men were waiting for Cisco and gun-whipped him from behind. Now,
all right, Betts. We won't waste no time about this. We'll take Cisco out to the river and dump him in.
But what are they going to think when Cisco don't show up for the wedding?
What do we care what they think? By that time, we'll have the gold and be on our way out of this part of the country. Tie Cisco up with some of that raw.
I thought we were just going to dump him in without tying him up to make it look like he was drowned accidentally.
Yeah, I'll tie him up for now anyway. This here Cisco kid's got out of so many close calls, I ain't taking any chances. I'll go get the horses. We'll start right now.
Hey, where's Cisco anyway? Cisco gone a long time. He should be back before now. Pancho not like this. Pancho go look out the window. Maybe Cisco come back now. Pancho not see Cisco. Just the people throw the flowers and dance in the street. All for Big Maria and Pancho. Oh, Cisco, come back. Please come back. Tell Pancho the wedding a big joke. Cisco. Where are you, Cisco? Pancho not can sit down. Pancho's so scared. Pancho, no. Pancho make a paper arrow, leave it on the table. Pancho have the arrow point the direction Pancho go. So, Cisco understand when he find the arrow. Now, Pancho sneak out to the hotel. Pancho saddle up local right out of town. Run fast as local gallop. Maybe a mean trick to play on Big Maria, but be a mean trick for Pancho to get married. Pancho right away, full gallop.
Cisco's still unconscious, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if he's still unconscious when we get to the river, we can cut the rawhide off him.
All right. What are we going to do with his horse?
I don't know. I'd like to own that horse myself.
So would I. But I don't think he lets anybody ride him but Cisco. He got mighty ugly when I was loading Cisco onto his back. I thought he was coming after me.
Yeah, maybe we just better shoot him.
No. I ain't shooting no horse like him. Besides, if we wanted to look like Cisco drowned accidental, we'd better leave his horse right at the river.
Yeah, that's so too. Well, we'll be there another minute or two.
Hey, somebody's coming.
Yeah.
Turn off the trail quick. Need any time. I sure hope it ain't the sheriff.
No, by thunder. The fat one himself.
Oh, where are you going?
Please let Pancho pass, senor. Pancho in a big hurry. Santos, you got Cisco there.
What if we have? What are you going to do about it?
Cisco hurt. You hurt Cisco?
Maybe.
Pancho, get down off Lobo. You will not hurt Cisco with Pancho around you. What will he do?
Easy, help that nut with him. I don't.
Pancho, fix you with Pancho's dead feet.
I'll just give him a dose of the same medicine I gave Cisco.
Yeah, you sure got him. Now what do we do?
Dump in the river too, I guess.
Things ain't going right at all, Betts. One of these zombies ought to show up at the church.
Oh, why, you fool. Neither of them would anyway. You pointed out everybody else in town will be at the church. That's all we need.
All right. Get the fat one up on his horse. We'll dump him into the river, too.
Senor Grace?
I'm in the living room, Maria.
May I come in, senor?
Sure thing.
I want you to see how I look.
Oh, say now, don't you look nice, though, Maria?
This was my mamacita, show, senor. And the mantilla and the comb belong to the mother of my mother.
Yeah, you look just great, Maria.
Gracias.
And say, here's the gold in this little bag. I left it right under the table.
You are so good, senor Grace. And Maria is so happy. It's the happiest day of Maria's whole life.
Sure it is. Just wait till Pancho sees you.
Senor, I'm beginning to have small doubts about me, Pancho.
Doubts about him?
Si, senor. Pancho has not much of the courage for a woman. I hope he will not try to escape.
Why, of course he will, Maria. He'll be there. Now, wait till I get my hat, and I'll drive you over to the church in the new buckboard.
Here we are, Bet. This girl's still out cold. Cut the ride out there.
Yeah, just what I'm going to do.
Just about right, as far as time's concerned. Everybody will be heading for the church right now.
Yeah, everybody will be there by the time we get back to Charlie's house and get that gold and silver.
This is working out all right, after
Yeah, all. Working out nice. Here, give me a hand with these two hombres. Sisko first.
Yeah, water's good and deep here.
All right. Join in. Now!
Now for the fat one.
Yeah.
Hey, my thunder, he's heavy.
All right, I got him.
Give him a good heave. No. All right, let's get back to Charlie's fast. Get him, Lava.
Oh, that is their plan, eh? We'll see. I have you, Pancho. I have you. Do not struggle.
Pancho in the water. Pancho, not remember. Cisco.
Do not fight me, Pancho. I will get you to shore. It's only a few feet. There we are. Now, set your feet down. Wade the rest of the way.
But Pancho in the water. Pancho, fight the hombres in the...
Si, chico, si. You are all right now. I came to a few minutes ago, but I pretended to be still unconscious so I could overhear what they said and learn their plan.
What's the plan? What's the plan?
I will tell you on the way back to town.
Back to the town? Impossible to go away. She's good. Big Maria.
Never mind Big Maria for now.
Back to town, she.
You must get those two hombres red-handed.
Diablo! Lolo! Pancho, not want to go back to the town, Cisco.
But that is just where we are going, Pancho. Up, Diablo, shut up!
Go, Lolo, go now. Pancho, not want to go back to the town, Cisco.
Good thing we rode in the back trail, Wallace.
Yeah, by the looks of that street out there, we could have rode in on the main trail. And a foal out there in the street.
I don't want to make this job easy.
I reckon it will. All right, let's get into the house.
Yeah. Kind of a dirty trick to play on Big Maria, her being left at the church.
Go ahead and cry if you want to. Let's make sure there's nobody in the house. Anybody home?
Hey, anybody home?
Guess we got the place to ourselves, Beth.
Let's go in the living room and look around.
Yeah.
Say, by thunder, look at that silver, will you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, and more than that, it's worth plenty of money.
And here's the gold, Beth. Right here in this satchel. Take a look.
Sure does look good to me.
Hey, who's this coming here?
Oh, Cisco Kid and his partner.
Oh, it can't be. They're dead.
They sure don't look dead to me.
Come on, Pancho.
Go for your guns.
All right, get back, Cisco.
Put down that gun, hombre. Your aim is poor, hombre. I will take that gun.
You won't get this one.
Pancho, grab the gun, hombre. Then, Pancho, kick you in the shin.
No!
Now, Pancho, get the gun. You sit down on the floor.
Let go, Cisco. Let go.
Okay, I will let you go. In order to swing my fist against your jaw.
Hombre!
If that is not enough... perhaps these punch will speak.
Cisco, Cisco, people come from the church. Hey, mother me, here come Big Maria. Pancho, get out of here.
Stay where you are, Pancho.
What's going on here?
Take these hombres prisoners, Senor Sheriff. They came here to rob this house of the gold and silver.
Well, what do you know? Wallace and Betts.
Huh? Maybe Cisco and the other one was robbing the place, Sheriff.
That story is funny. Take them, Sheriff.
Hey, I'll do that, Cisco. I've had my eye on these two for some time.
Pancho! Why are you not at the church, Pancho?
Well, you see, Maria,
he could not be at the church, Senorita.
Could not.
He was helping me catch these bandidos.
Bandidos? What are bandidos when a wedding waits? Pancho, I am angry with you.
With me?
I am so angry, I will not marry you.
No.
I would not marry you, Pancho, if you're the last man on earth. I would not marry you. Until tomorrow.
Indeed. Daddy, horse, Maria.
Oh, Pancho, querido, come back. I will follow you in the buckboard.
Well, what's the matter with Pancho?
Nothing, senor. When I explain to you, you will understand that he is perfectly normal.
Well, he's acting like an awful coward about Maria.
See? But for him, discretion is now the better part by far of valor. Hey, Pancho.
It's a beautiful day, no?
It is indeed a beautiful day.
We not run from nobody now.
If you mean Big Maria, no. You are not running from her. But just what did you tell her, Pancho?
Pancho fixed things good, Cisco.
But what did you tell her?
Pancho tell her Cisco in love with her, too.
What? You told Big Maria I was in love with her, too?
Yeah. And then I say, Pancho thinks too much of Cisco, Big Maria, to marry you, and Cisco in love with you, too.
Oh, Pancho, you...
Pancho's got to tell her something, Cisco. And she don't understand this. And now she feels better. And she not know which one of us she wants.
Well, from now on, I will keep far away from Big Maria.
And you forgive Pancho, Cisco?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. but Pancho, what if you had married Big Maria and then had to carry her over the threshold of the house?
Oh, she a great big senorita, Cisco.
Yeah, that is what I mean.
Pancho do it easy, Cisco.
You could carry her into the house easily?
Yes, Cisco.
Oh, how could you?
And Pancho carry Big Maria into the house.
See?
In 3 trips.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.